Okay, everyone. Welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So this is going to be a little bit of like a conversation that just deals with what's going on in the political world right now. You know, I got my lovely wife here with me, and we're going to talk about a few topics that's on our mind.
Keeping me up all day tonight.
You know, it's going to be ebbs and flows. It's not going to be your typical structured type of podcast.
Yada, yada, yada.
So bear with us.
Come on. Come on. Jump.
Talking to the dog.
Damn dog.
So anyway, let's start with the first thing that's on my mind, which was dealing with, you know, Ben Shapiro's sister, Abby Shapiro, was on a video and talking about how women over 30
are valuable.
Exactly. Are valuable.
No shit, Sherlock.
Right. Now, you might be saying, why would she be talking about this? She's a conservative. If you deal with conservatives like I deal with, you know they are more like the fresh and fit type individuals, the Andrew Tate type individuals who say as soon as you hit 25, anything over that, you hit the wall or considered post-wall, right? Meaning all of your youthfulness has ran out. You are no longer viable for pregnancy. For some other reason, you still can get pregnant until you're 50. I don't know why, but they say that it stops at 25. Magic from the Conservative Party. That's the only thing you say. Magic. Right? So, of course, Abby Shapiro, being the fact that like Ben is past 30, doesn't like that because, sadly, like Benny boy, brain cells kick in eventually at least once in time in your life. Holy shit, you said I had no value. And so she wants to try to...
Basically, she refutes the fact that women... I don't know, Ben Shapiro said it, he agrees with that statement or whatever, or whoever. Basically, whoever is in the... whoever agrees with that statement that women over 35, 25, whatever the fuck they're saying...
Yeah.
Is...
The head value.
She's trying to refute that.
Right.
Which is true, because, like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking for someone who's definitely over 25 and don't need to say
that. So any woman who made history that was over 25, that they don't have value. I'm pretty sure your vice president is over 35, over 25.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
so you
she's
trying
vice. So
you're trying to say she has no value. She has no opinion. She has no worth. She has nothing to offer the world.
Offer the world, offer the relationship.
Hillary Clinton, everybody loved.
Exactly, loved until she started being, you know, annoying.
And I believe she's over 25. Yes. Like, I'm assuming she's over 25.
Yes.
You trying to say she didn't? So, vote her in, or whatever the hell chant was.
And I do know you might be saying, well, you know,
I gotta keep going with the rest of the women that's over 25. Who else is a major person that's over 25 that, you know, that's like Oprah, that has no value? Any female politician?
Politician.
That.
Yeah.
So even you dumb Republican women who are over 25 that are in politics
or in dealing with that world of politics
or kind of align yourself
adjacent to it
or kind of align yourself with that mentality,
you're saying you have no value.
You're saying your dumb ass self don't have any
value.
And
I know people say, well, you know, what about when it comes to them having, you know, the look of attractiveness. Well, you know.
Let's get the shit out of me. I thought y'all was upstairs.
But how the hell you gonna take me upstairs?
Yeah, high as hell in there. That's the reason why we down here. But
what about, no, wait a minute. I ain't finished.
But the thing
I
is,
I ain't finished. Shirley Chisholm ain't had no value.
Right.
Madam C.J. Walker didn't have no value.
But like
your mamas don't have any value because exactly. I'm pretty sure they're over 25.
Exactly.
Your sisters.
Once you hear,
your sisters don't exactly. have any value.
Once you start hearing you're, that, you're,
if you have a daughter that's your daughter. Over 25 doesn't have a value. So help for all you old 90, 80, 50, 60, 70 year old men, 30, 40 year old
like
men.
Like you said, 50 year old men.
Who have daughters that are 25 and older?
You had to have your daughter's got to be over 25 by that
and
time.
And you trying period. To say your daughter has no value? You literally saying your seed has no value. So this is how stupid you sound.
Exactly.
The thing that I produce, who has now reached the age
of over
25, has no value. Has nothing to offer the world, who had nothing to offer anybody via, doesn't have nothing to offer socially, mentally, spiritually, physically.
And again, like I said, you might be saying, well, what about the women that maybe is so on women a, Rudolph maybe is
look,
like,
women Rudolph didn't have a value.
You know,
like,
and you might be saying, well, what about when it comes to sex, when it comes to sex appeal? You do know that's some women out there that's over 30 that just, looks great.
If you notice what I'm doing, I'm just naming some women of history.
Just really, just
women of history.
Just random women that you, that made
history that wasn't 25.
Yeah,
who were over
20.
Who were over 25 going to be putting made history.
A lot of
So you mean tell me Simone Biles? I don't think she's over 25 yet.
Yeah.
Or if she maybe
she's getting up there, but you think that soon as she hit 25,
she just lost
that
all that.
She's gonna be old, wrinkly.
No, she lost. No, she has no value.
Dust.
So the
and nothing.
Decorated
Olympian
gymnastic Olympian.
It's decorated Olympian. She is.
Oh, the most decorated Olympian. So not just gymnastic Olympian.
Yep, because she got more medals because she. Had more competitions.
Oh, she got more than Mike.
Yeah,
Phelps.
Because she got more competitions. Okay. Because she can do singles and tag and teams.
So,
unlike Phelps.
So, question. And that I don't know if she's.
So technically,
hold on. I don't know if she's over. I don't know if she's over.
She's getting there.
She might be. She might be just turned 25.
Yeah, she's getting in the
20s. Or she might be 26, 27. But I believe she's. We're gonna say she's within the age range of being 25. Because she's not nowhere near her 30s.
Because she'll be done with that in your 30s.
Well, then
anyway.
Again, no, that depends how long she wants to go. But let's just Simone Biles. What was the other black girl?
Gabby Douglas.
You mean telling me these young women, just because they hit the magical age of 26, 27, 28,
disappear.
Their accomplishments, the thing that they attribute to society. No longer value. Like, come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Like I said, if you talk about just on the. Oh, just.
Hold
up.
For you movie buffs, Sigourney Weaver, Meryl Streep, Halle Berry.
Just about. You just.
I now have this day with women that's over 25. Like.
Exactly. But like I said, even if you're just going on appeal alone, oh yeah,
Pamela Anderson. Oh,
I'm about to say
Pamela Anderson. She has no value. Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Can you please tell? She was porn.
No, Pamela Anderson was Baywatch.
No, not that one. I was talking about another one that was thinking.
You
about.
Thinking of? I know who you're thinking of. Jenna Jameson.
Yup.
Jenna Jameson.
The one that Trump slept with.
Margo. Stormy Daniels. She damn sure had value enough for Trump, didn't she?
She's damn well over 30.
Hold up. Melania, she ain't got value.
I'm about to say, Melania got value. She don't got sex appeal. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump would toss her away if she didn't have any.
How old is Ivanka?
Yes.
Bingo. Your God King's daughter has no value to me.
I'm about to say, yes. He's 77. It has to be yes.
I'm pretty sure she's like over 25. That's his daughter. I'm pretty sure she's over 25.
You just do math. He's 77. It has to be a yes. It has to be a fucking yes. So you have, like, and you can't tell me nobody looking at Beyonce.
Yeah, she's over there at 25.
See, I was trying to say it all day. You would stop me from saying it. Come on now. Beyonce. She aged like wine.
Please. For anybody like, alright, you.
She literally stopped time.
Hold up. Like, Rihanna. Like,
let's say that.
I think Rihanna's over 25.
Yep. You start naming them, they over 25. So, no matter how you look at this, when it comes to women, the importance. All the importance that women has done.
AOC has no value.
Exactly.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has no value.
I'm about to say that.
What's the other dumb white blonde? The other dumb woman.
Lauren Boebert.
She has no value.
I'm about to say.
Let's go play the game. Let's play this game. Exactly. Lauren Boebert.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
What's the other little woman?
Lauren Boebert.
The one that's trying to run for Phoenix.
Oh, Carrie Lee.
She has no value.
Definitely over 30.
What's the lady, the one that said pray for Trump? I can't think
exactly.
Of that.
Exactly.
She over damn 30.
Over 30.
Let's go down the Republican line for females. Who's all the Republican women?
Laura Trump. Well, we already know anybody with the last name Trump that deals with Donald Trump is over 30 anyway, because he's 77.
His sister, I mean.
They all got the old as dirt anyway.
Michelle Obama, she's on outside.
She's on outside, we already know that.
But I'm trying to think of all you Republican females.
They don't have that many. I'm going to tell you that.
Or the old fart lady that died.
She died.
She had no value.
She had no value.
But y'all kept holding her.
You literally held her alive until she literally died in office. And gave us young people.
Hold up. Y'all pushed her little carcass around.
Literally looked like a corpse.
God rest her soul. She looked like a crip.
Yeah, I don't need to say it. She dead and she looked like she was dead. You know,
RGB, you try to say she ain't had no value?
Well, if you're a woman, you got a credit card, dank it. I mean, seriously, no joke.
Yeah.
If you're a woman and have a bank account,
thank you.
When she do it, of course she was in the Supreme Court.
And
obviously ain't nobody over there that ain't 30 unless it's put there by Trump.
So
yes.
She didn't have any value.
She has plenty of value because let me tell you, if you're a woman and say, well, she ain't had no value, give me your bank card.
No, don't use your bank account.
To give your bank card to your husband. If your name is on it, just cut it up and let the bank take your money.
Who else is on the
I'm glad you brought her up because I really didn't think about that. That was a good one.
Hold on, what's the other little woman that's in the
Supreme Court?
Yeah, that Trump, like, what the fuck? Any of his lawyers, female lawyers that he just had.
Thank you. His female lawyers. You ain't being a lawyer to a billionaire if you ain't over 30.
So none of them have value.
Because, let me tell you, if you hire a 20-something-year-old, come on now. You're not even getting a public defender. That is literally a student. That's literal fucking student. They can't even practice. Yo.
I wish I had my phone so I can just go down the list of Republican females that are over 30. Because y'all would say they had no value.
You said most of the list because they really aren't that many women. Because they don't believe they have value. You know, they like to say if you should be seen and not heard, and then you got Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you got Candace Owens, who's over 30, by the way.
You got Lauren Boebert.
You got Lauren Boebert, who's over 30.
Which I still don't get the fuck who she is, but okay.
She's an idiot. Because her she's there's no difference between her.
My dog, and, she ain't over 30. She got value.
You know?
So you trying to say the dogs don't have value?
Because Lauren Boebert is Marjorie Taylor Greene, but brunette. They literally the same human being. Literally human
like
being.
Like AOC and all the rest of the crew that are over 30.
Right, over 30. You know those people that's over 30. You got plenty of them. To say that they don't have value kind of stupid. That's why I was like, how can women...
Where you at, Moody?
And you got this... You got Abby Shapiro trying to come out here and then try to straddle the fence of defending this bullshit.
Who is it?
Abby Shapiro. Ben Shapiro.
Ain't she over 30?
She's definitely over 30 because she's Ben Shapiro's sister. She's definitely over 30.
Hold on.
Both of them white
privilege. The Kennedys.
Both of them white privilege incarnate.
Kennedy. Maria Shriver. Mm-hmm. And them. And the crew. They ain't got value.
And they love the Kennedys. The Kennedys.
Who Reagan's. Hold up.
Let's talk about Ronald Reagan's wife.
Right. She didn't have value. She was over
30. Y'all tattooing Ronald Reagan on the face on your goddamn body.
So his wife pretty sure she...
I'm sure his wife had value because I'm pretty sure he'll rise from the grave and stab y'all if he really trying to say that shit. Donald Trump trying to say he's some shit. Like, he know he going straight to hell because Reagan want to drag him down there because he's trying to say that he is the most important president than Abraham Lincoln and Ronald. And there he goes saying... Nigga, my trickle down economics gave you money. So shut the fuck
up. Hold up.
Trickle down economics gave you money. If I wouldn't have said that shit, Bill Clinton would have gave all the money to the black people. So it doesn't matter.
No, I'm just trying, like, yo, I really wish I had my phone so I could really, like.
Yeah, try to find. But again, you named most of them anyway.
Hey, Siri.
Don't do that. Because we might cut the shit off.
I need to know.
You named most of them. Because I even don't know all of them. You named most of the ones I would name.
She downstairs.
Yup, she downstairs. You know.
Like,
but
yo,
that's the point, you
they
know?
They so stupid, like, yo.
To say that shit, you know.
Like, to come out your mouth. Women over 25 don't have value. Like, what? So you mean tell me your mama don't have value?
And this is the thing, like, we deal with.
Like, if your mom's still alive, because
yeah, and this is stuff we deal with when it comes to.
And look, my mom, I'm over 30, and my mom's still with me. So you trying to say that my mom wouldn't have value? My grandmother wouldn't have value.
Exactly. And you gotta think this for yourself.
My aunts wouldn't have value. My sister almost. She about to be. She's
25 already.
No, she ain't 25. She about 2 years from me.
Oh, she's 2 years from me, so she's gonna disappear. And,
like, her
value.
What she contributes to the world is gonna be
gone. She's no longer important.
She's no longer important. Like, come on now. Get it together.
But here's the thing, it's like. And then you want to talk.
That's like me saying women over 60 don't have any value.
But then you want to talk about then how is then what's your rationale?
No, I'm gonna start saying men over 25 don't have value.
That's what I was about to say. Then what's your rationale on why men has infinite value, even until death? Like, that don't make sense because. Once you get past 20, get past 30, your testosterone is shit. So, well,
anyway, move
that
on.
That means
from
you
this.
Don't got none of that muscle mass and all that stuff. You don't start being weak.
Is this
feeble.
All you
want
to talk about? Or you?
No, I'm about to get something else. Because you know what I'm talking about, that black fool that was on fucking TikTok. I don't even know his name. Don't give a shit. His name and value don't matter. Did it.
No value. No value.
No value popped up on TikTok because I was scrolling through it. And this dumb, idiotic, now I can say it, nigga, because I'm black. Saying about another black man. So shut up if you want to complain. I can say it. This dumb, idiotic nigga come up on there.
Did Bottle Walter die?
Huh?
Did Hold up. I'm sorry. This is random. Did Bubba Walters pass away?
Bubba Walters? I don't know. Probably, yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, Bubba Walters been passed away.
Bubba Walters died?
Yeah, been passed away a couple years, like a couple years ago. Yeah, Walters.
No, I don't think she died.
Yes, she did. She been passed away. Bubba Walters has been passed away.
I can't Google. Yeah. I don't know why I just came up like
Bubba. But yeah, she been passed away. She been passed away. Okay. She got out there before Trump came in, if I remember correctly.
The people's Betty White, that should have been.
I was about to say the Golden Girl. She's one of them conservatives out there.
Y'all love Betty White.
I'm about to say, y'all love those Golden Girls. So don't play no fucking games. So you want to talk about Betty people White having value. And I'm talking about value. We talk about real value. Y'all know full goddamn well y'all love those goddamn Golden Girls. Men included. Y'all turn that shit on and watch what y'all watch as much as they watched it. Don't fucking play games.
Anywho.
Right. Don't play those games.
I don't know why that just came to me like...
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that with Betty White, because you know full well men watch girls as much as the women. And those conservative men did too.
Thank you for being a friend.
Conservative men did too. Play games. But like I was saying, talking about that, I said that dude, because this is a lot, it happens a lot with a very few, that like 7% people like to say, well, 30% of black people.
It don't matter. Nobody, you can't.
No, don't get twisted. If you hear people saying, both 50 to 70 to 80 to 90% of black people are going for Trump.
Ain't nobody said that.
And come November, he's barely going to crack 7%.
No.
And you're going to be saying,
forget all that trash. Just forget all that. This fool got on TikTok talking about, I don't care if Trump go to jail, I'm still going to write Trump. I will vote for Trump. I will write him in. He can be the president from behind bars. How stupid do you sound? First of all, I'm of the opinion, like, how can, if convicted felons can't vote, how can a
convicted felon be president
of the United fucking States of America? Tell me that.
Exactly. That's going to cause a
conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Because that's not first of all, it's not fair.
Because
if that's the case, let me be a convicted felon and I can run for the president. No.
It's even worse than that. Because, see, like you said, not just convicted felons can vote. Once you go to jail and get out, you never get your right to vote. Why, this motherfucker who's literally still behind fucking bars can be president, but I can't vote.
That's literally get ready to be behind bars.
Yep, that's going to cause a constitutional, now know it's a constitutional crisis. Because,
right, like,
how the fuck is this dude behind bars president, but I, who a free man now, who served my time, can't even vote. I paid all my debts off. I served all my time, but I can't vote. How in the blue hell would that work?
So that means you get ready to give all the ex-cons
and
their rights to vote.
All ex-cons and all the people who served their time, and hell, even right now, actual current cons, their right to vote. So please try to do that shit so all those black people that y'all try to throw in jail, the right to vote. So I knew she wouldn't do that.
What happened?
No, pee on the floor.
Like,
but you gonna try to do that?
Y'all, cause no. First of all, they don't know how to take it out. They need to put it on a schedule.
Yeah, she don't have a schedule, so she just goes whenever she can, because it's just go.
Y'all put out here. I mean, that's
it. One time in the morning, then.
A couple times you put it out in the afternoon.
Sometimes afternoon when it feel good, and then barely at night.
Right, so before y'all go upstairs, make her go outside.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to let her stay out there for 30 minutes.
And then not only that, like, you see what all the energy has. You need to take her for walks. Don't care if it's cold outside. Don't care if it's raining outside. Don't care if it's hell outside. You need to take that dog for walks,
Until she goes to the bathroom.
You know, definitely, if you're feeding her. If you see her eating any food whatsoever, you see her go over there to the water bottle, water on the floor, and take a lick, drink it, whatever the fuck. Take it. But yeah, anywho.
She must feed the neighbor.
Yeah. But anywho, like I was about to say, back to
the dummy.
To the dummy.
He's not gonna be the last. But I'm like, y'all sound so,
just think about how stupid that sounds. And I always say this when it comes to Trump's worshipers. Not even supporters, worshipers. I call them supporters. Supporters are like me. I support the Democratic Party. That means I will support them, but if they do something that's strictly against my best interest, I won't.
No, what got me
worshippers are what Trump has.
It was, I don't know, it was, I don't know, I don't know if I seen it on TV or TikTok or somewhere. I seen it somewhere. Where they were asking people, like, hey, would you vote for Trump if he was convicted of this?
You seen it on TikTok.
If you, would,
more likely.
Yeah, would you vote for Trump?
Because I know the type of people that did this.
If he was convicted,
you know, the good liars is one of the people that be going out there.
Yeah, it was somebody, and I
said, so,
they was like asking if Trump got convicted for sex assault, would you still vote for Trump?
And they all resoundingly said yes.
Like, the shit just got kept getting worse and worse, all shit that Trump has actually done.
Exactly.
Like, dude.
Because I know, because, yeah, like I said, normally, like, the good liars doing things like that.
Like, yeah, y'all so stupid. Y'all so blind. Y'all blindly worship this
blindly
man.
Blindly worship and that follow this man.
Literally
doesn't do anything for you.
Hold on, you literally worship this man. You literally will say you will give this man the power
that could literally turn
this country
to shit.
To a dictatorship. You literally agreeing to put in power a man who is an abuser.
Yup, abuser.
A racist, narcissist.
Yup.
All these things.
Rapist.
And all these.
Because he's been civilly liable for rape.
And all these things. But if this was anybody else.
If this was Barack Obama.
No, we ain't gonna put it on him.
The reason why I say Barack Obama.
If this was any other human being in the world who was running for president,
You're right. Actually, you're right.
Y'all would turn the world upside down, flip it inside out.
Because if either party
would have presented this as your candidate,
you're right? Because
like how
you're that, right? You're right. Because you remember, during the primaries,
like,
you had Ron DeSantis.
First,
at least he's a decent ass fucking liar who faked like a politician. Even though he's an insane maniac,
he can dress it up nice. Hold on, let me.
You didn't even want to go with that nigga.
Hold on, let me finish my train of thought. Like,
because he's Latino.
As the Republican Party, right now, because this is the dominant, he's running as the.
No, that's Ted Cruz. No, Ted Cruz Canadian.
Yeah, that, no. Right now, he's running as a Republican Party nominee, right?
Yeah, Trump, yes.
Like, as the Republican Party, how do you feel comfortable to offer this person up as, hey, we think he would be a valuable candidate to be the next United States president?
Not only that,
like, how in the world,
and it's embarrassing,
like, y'all should feel like,
and this is not talking about, we're not even going deep into
on the different stances on different things. This is just, hey, this is the man. He done all these things, and we still find him valuable enough and respect him enough to say, head to the United States citizens, United States citizens. Here is our party
vote for a nominee.
This is our nominee.
This is who we.
This is who we chose.
Everybody in the country that's valuable.
Yeah,
right. This is who we decided.
This is who we decided. Then flip it on to the Democrat, and I may even put Joe Biden in it. It versus here is the Democratic Party. We give you this person who
we think is valuable,
who's upstanding person,
exactly.
who has not does not have any litigation against him.
Real truthfully,
hold on, let me
think about the what.
Let's not even put it on Joe Biden, because people still going to find fault with him. But we have this person as our party nominee, yeah. who has no litigations against them.
No, yep.
No accusations against them being a rapist.
Real accusations.
Of racism.
Exactly.
Anything of that nature. Who has not started a freaking riot.
Exactly.
Who incited an
insurrection.
An insurrection, because it wasn't a riot.
It wasn't a riot. Thank you for saying that, because
it was an insurrection.
A riot means that it's something that can be started from peaceful to. It doesn't have an actual, like, person at fault.
Right.
Rights just mean either side can be at fault.
Right.
The
Democrats offering up these people, this person who doesn't have all these strikes against them, like
Trump,
and everybody
still voted.
It's still
going for Trump.
From the, I don't care if you don't want to cross party line, but you still, even if you just want to stay, I'm going to vote strictly Republican, which is cool.
You had opportunities to vote for a lot of them.
But if you still strictly want to vote for Republican, and you still, in your heart of heart, as a Republican, you cannot tell me you can completely say, like, you can't agree
that Trump
is the best for y'all candidate for y'all party.
And like I said, it gets more embarrassing because Donald Trump.
Am I saying
that? Yeah, Donald Trump was once a Democrat, believe it or not, and he said that if he's going to run for president, he was recorded saying this.
He
will run for Republican
because they dumb.
Because they're stupid. You heard it. Because they're stupid.
Matter of fact, let's run that back. As the Republican nominee, this your nominee has even called your party.
Dumb, and stupid,
call them dumb,
uneducated.
That's not say
because
dumb.
That's the word he used. Uneducated, because he says he loved the poorly educated.
Let's say your nominee has already has been on record stating that your party, the party that he's representing, is uneducated. Gullible.
Yup.
Easy to
manipulate.
Which means gullible, same thing.
Yeah.
But these are his kind of words. So again, as the Republican Party, how do you consider him the best nominee?
Exactly.
Out of every Republican who run or could be chosen to be the nominee.
I know people say, Trey, when he was a Democrat, when he said that's in the past. No, you can't.
He said it recently.
Yeah, and you can't hold that because you be the same people who be saying, well, the Democratic Party started the Ku Klux Klan.
Look, hold up. The Ku Klux Klan.
Who the fuck they vote for? They vote for Donald Trump.
But hold up, flip it. Like, we not even go there. Now, let's go to the Democrat. Now, as a Democratic Party, because we only got two parties, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, they got
as a Democratic Party. Now, let's take, flip that Donald Trump. Let's remove it from being Donald Trump. But take a person like Donald Trump, that person who did all these things that Donald Trump did, now they're a Democrat. Now, as a Democratic Party, are y'all gonna put I wish I could really put, I'm going to pose that question. Yeah. To that, would you nominate that person? Everything that Donald Trump has been
done,
stated and done on record, we know it was facts. And we said, this person, we taking it from being him, but we taking all the stuff that we know about him and make it a Democratic nominee. Would you, as the Democratic Party, push him to be the next president of the United States?
Most people would say no. And I know that. Should I say this?
Let's take away the party of either party.
The party affiliation.
We have a person who is running for the presidency.
Exactly.
Who has been known to be a racist, narcissist,
homophobic, xenophobic.
All the phobics.
That you have out there.
Who literally wants to be a dictator. Who literally really doesn't even really want to be a president. He just doing it to have something to do.
And stop him from going to jail. Because now,
and
as usual,
and let's
once
say,
in a blue moon, a billionaire faced some form of justice.
Now, this nominee has done all these things. Said all these things and known to have done all these things regardless of parties. Would either party said yes, this is the person we want to be president? Before we knew about his affiliation,
I know what you're saying. You sound say it as if there's no party, is people are voting for this one man.
Right.
If he breaks majority or not.
Right. Would you vote for this man?
Will you vote for him?
Let's make it high school thing.
I know.
Like, make it high school.
The popular vote.
Would you vote for this man? Would you support this man? Would you agree with this man? Would you push his would you even push his ideology like y'all do?
And the thing is,
no, the fuck y'all would.
Because guess what? We got the answer already for 2020. He didn't win the popular vote. He didn't win the popular vote in 2016. No Republican wins the popular vote because they're not popular. Their ideas are not popular. When it comes down to it, you read in bed to see what they're for.
Now,
can you?
I'm going to switch it all. We're going to flip it on. Now, we're talking about let's get into these states.
Yeah.
Who are literally banning abortion. Banning books. Banning.
I'm about to get to that too.
Banning all these things to align for what particular person.
Well, exactly.
How do you as a party or leadership say this is the right thing to do?
Exactly. You're taking away a woman's right to bodily autonomy. And don't forget, this is the same party. They'll be complaining about child support.
I hate to say it's just this party or this, but the the people are right now who are in the seat, who control all the things who make all these laws.
But the thing is the overwhelming majority.
All right, those who are in position right now in power, who had the fact to make these laws and push these laws and enforce these laws, how do you say, how do you set right in your spirit and say, let me take the right away from the citizen?
Right.
Regardless of what the situation, let me take the right away from them. Let me take the choice away from them. Let me just say it's wrong.
Exactly.
Regardless of the situation.
And the thing is, like, what reason do you get?
How can you sit here as the person and people in power or people who have been elected by your constituents to take us back 50 years?
And then
you're literally taking...
And then the bullshit is, they start complaining about the things
you're literally taking,
that were already taken care of by Roe versus Wade.
Like, you're literally,
as if it never happened.
Hold up. You're literally saying, you're literally taking us back 50 years.
I'm like, yeah, Roe versus
Wade. Then, hold up. Hold up. Then you say, okay, this happened. Then you say, oh, well, we need to make, we can't do that. But if you never changed the law in the beginning, problem B would never have happened.
That's what I'm saying. They try to act as if Roe versus Wade never existed. Because, like, but what do we do in this situation? Roe versus Wade handled that situation.
You're literally worrying about, you're literally killing women.
Exactly.
Who literally, if they don't have the option to get this procedure, which I don't think any woman really wants to go and
get an abortion.
And I don't think no women who found out they're pregnant said, you know what? Seriously, I found out I'm pregnant. I want to get an abortion. I don't. Now,
if they did.
Now, what I mean by that, I don't think no woman who.
There's no woman carrying a baby just all the way until the very last second when the doctor about to tell her to push
don't
the
think
baby
no
out
woman
and
who,
say, give it an abortion.
I don't think no woman who wants children would ever just be like, you know what? Because there's women that don't want kids.
And if they don't, they have the right to get an abortion.
The women that don't want kids are going to make sure, hopefully they make sure that they do everything to prevent them from having kids. But for the women who...
But sometimes they
accidents happen.
Exactly.
But hold on, let me frame it though. But those women who eventually would like kids, and women, like you said, the women who literally, it wasn't about, I'm doing the act to create a child. It was an act done to me, and it produced producing a child. How do you sit there in that woman's face and say, you're going to carry that person's child who literally took
your freedom away.
Your right away from you. Who abused you. How do you look at a little girl's face who
went
was...
through that? Like who that 10-year-old that was raped.
How do you look in that little 10-year-old girl's face who was raped? Who didn't ask anybody to have sex with her to produce a child? Well, not a child. Produce a pregnancy, because the child never came up.
Produce a pregnancy.
How do you look in that little girl's face and say, you know what? You're going to carry that child. How do you look in her face?
And the most evil thing was, they first tried to make it seem that the girl didn't even exist.
Right.
Oh, that never happened. She doesn't exist. It's fake. Fake news. Fake news.
Let's focus on this for a second. But as an adult,
right.
Of multiple age groups,
right.
Adults, look at a child who is 10 years old, who was molested.
And raped.
Well, let's not even say molested. Let's just say what it is. Raped. Took advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And due to her being taken advantage of, a pregnancy occurred.
Yep.
How do you let... She is 10 years old. She has not lived life yet. She... Pretty sure she is not going to say...
Didn't even get done elementary school.
I'm pretty sure she didn't wake up on any day of her life and say, I want to have a baby right now.
Yeah, I want to have a baby right now. I'm going to go and sit on some cob.
And have a baby.
And have a baby. I'm just going to spread my
so
legs
you
around.
Taking, so you literally saying your life, because having a child changes your life
completely.
Completely. I don't care what age you are when you had this child. Your life is changed. Because not now you,
you know,
not,
your importance
of everything you do revolves around another human being that has you have to be responsible for. So how can you make a 10-year-old who has don't even know enough to be responsible for a piece of gum?
Exactly.
And I'm not saying, and I'm pretty sure she's responsible enough. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, let's be real.
She has
our kids at her age are not. They're not responsible for a goddamn piece of gum.
They have some rights and wrongs.
This is not knocking kids because there's a lot of kids who are responsible.
They know.
Can do what, but on a realistic
level,
can you think a 10-year-old can be responsible to say, I can handle being a mother
exactly.
or a father to
they
another
exactly. human being?
Like, hell to the no. Because some 20 something, some 30
exactly.
something are not responsible
exactly.
enough to be a parent.
They know right from wrong enough to turn the stove on and make some oodles and noodles.
But this little girl, so you literally I'm coming back. So this little girl tells you, because she told every adult in the world, I have been raped, and a pregnancy is occurred, and I'm scared, or I don't.
Yeah.
What should I do?
And be real, a lot of people are going
and as every adult, like the adult that was close enough to her,
yep.
said, you know what? We know you're not ready for this responsibility. So let's take you to a place that can give you an abortion. So how do you say that?
You want to ban.
An abortion.
Ban abortion and allow for that to happen.
For that to happen. But she had to, not only she couldn't, for her to, she couldn't even go to a local hospital to have the procedure done.
She had to
jump across state
lines
to do this procedure. Then it had to be
secretly done.
Why? Why do you have to traumatize this little girl again? Because she's already been traumatized. And she's going to be traumatized because of having an abortion. That's a traumatization right there.
Yeah.
But to be traumatized where she has to go all the way across the state
line.
And it has to be
secretly done.
And she has to be... And she
go through things that had to... Adults had to go through.
She had to go sneaking through... Like, she's sneaking through back doors and all
exactly.
these things. Or, you know, she had to be snuck through cross lines. And somehow, I don't even know how it came out to me that she, I guess because
she was raped, her parents found out.
Because it has to be reported that a child is having an abortion. She's 10 years old, so it has to be reported to somebody.
Yeah.
But
that stuff becomes
and it became news. So literally, as the U.S. government, who are the adults,
because we were in charge.
Literally looked at this child in her face and said, "You're gonna keep. Why should you? You need to keep that baby."
And I know.
And I don't care if you finish school
or not.
And plus, and I'm not gonna give you any help to raise a child. I don't even care about your home life because, again, we don't know how. Obviously, the home life is not that good, or not in as well. I'm not, shouldn't say, but and the particular vibe
it wouldn't be no more.
And the particular vibe that she was in, it wasn't safe because she was being raped.
Exactly. And if it was, it's not no more.
And, right. And
it's been compromised. Your home life been compromised. And
I don't know if I made any sense about it, but yeah. that's my thing. Like, you literally told this child, we don't care that you got raped, and we don't care that you need to finish school, and we don't care how you raised the child, and on top of that, we're not giving you any help or any training to be responsible for that child, help you with that child.
And I know,
I'm pretty sure you, as government, y'all wasn't gonna step in and say, okay, here, here's classes, here's food stamp, and, or here's money, yeah, or scholarships, or here's a living nanny, exactly, and here's a tutor, here's all the things to set you up where you can stay in school, exactly, and this child, and the child we take care.
No, those are called handouts.
Because I'm pretty sure you wasn't gonna do it for this little 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Because you don't do it for any other person.
And I know people say, well, that's rare because that's a 10-year-old child. Kate Cox had to go across state lines. She was in Texas. Had a failed pregnancy because she was gonna die if she didn't get the treatment. Had to get an abortion.
But I'm still...
Had to go across state lines.
To
get an abortion.
Now, on her, same thing. So you literally, another adult, looking at the adults, look at this woman,
and tell her
who literally tells you, if this baby, or if I proceed with this pregnancy,
I'm gonna die.
It's gonna kill me.
You told her. You got to die.
You're going to die then.
You got to die. By the way, you might be saying, well,
and by the way, we're not going to help bury you. We're not going to do nothing.
Yup. And I know what you're saying.
We're not going to pay for any medical bills.
You might be saying, well, at least this baby will be able to. Nope. The baby was going to come out non-viable. Trisomy 18 was the thing the baby was going to have.
It was another lady.
He didn't have a skull. It's going to be born without a top part of his skull.
Yeah.
And immediately die.
It was another lady.
Both of them were going to be dead.
It was another lady who was pregnancy was either going to result in her dying.
Yup.
No, it was going to result in her becoming
infertile. So. Meaning to a, and she had to get, and she had to pass a stillborn.
Yeah,
I know the one you're talking about. She had to pass the stillborn.
So you're literally...
You're going to get rid of her ability to...
So, as again, I'm going to use this as... I'm the adult, and like, this is you, my child. The U.S. government and everybody else in the business, everybody's business, as an adult, as we all the adults, because the U.S. government, you're the adult, and everybody, because you put this...
You're the biggest adult, Dan.
You're the adult... You told this young lady, I don't give a damn that you have a dead baby in you, and I don't care if you want to have a future, it's going to cause you not to have a child later.
You got to pass your stillborn.
And I don't care that it's going to be stillborn. You're still going to do it. I'm not going to give you no therapy. To cope with the fact that you delivered a stillborn. And now... You can't have any other more children.
Nothing.
I'm not going to pay no medical bills. I'm not going to give you any medical bills.
And I'm about to say, by the way, all of this on top of the fact that B, make sure none of this that we're talking about, the government is paying for. You're paying for it out of pocket, basically, because it's your insurance and whatever the fuck amount of money they're going to pay for, very little. Maybe the Band-Aid to go on you. That's it. The rest of it's on you.
But like, literally, as the U.S. government and everybody else who agree with that these abortion bans should happen.
Yup.
You're literally looking at these women in the face and saying, I don't give a damn what happens to you. I don't care that you were raped, molested, abused.
Life on the line.
No, that's right. Because some of that means the same thing. I don't care that you was raped. I don't care that your life is going to be online. I don't care if you're going to become...
You can't have a child.
I don't care if you're going to be infertile. I don't care if you pass a stillborn. I don't care if you deliver, as soon as you deliver, you croak. I don't give a damn. You still ahead. You still gonna go through with that pregnancy. And I don't. And I'm not giving no help, no financial help for the baby. If you have a child, I'm not giving you no
financial help for.
I'm not giving you no financial help for your medical bills.
Bill. Period.
I'm not gonna give you no
life insurance for you passing away.
Right. I'm not paying for. No. I know. It's not life insurance. I'm not paying no money to bury you. I'm not even paying no money for you to get therapy if you
are traumatized.
Traumatized by delivering a stillborn. Or I'm not giving your family
any money for any your loss.
Your money, any family to go to therapy because of you dying.
Yep. This is a pro-life
side. This is what you call pro-life. The U.S. government and everybody else who agrees with this abortion ban at 2 seconds of knowing you're pregnant, saying to these women, basically in a roundabout way, you're literally saying this to each and every woman. I don't care what the circumstances is. If you die, you become infertile, you just fall off.
Right.
Well, fall out, I should say. But it doesn't matter. I don't care if you get traumatized. I don't care if you get medical bills. I don't care what happens to you. You're just going to push that baby or that stillborn or that...
Or die literally.
Die literally trying.
And before we close up, because we got to make sure to mention... Because we mentioned this in the car, girl. We mentioned this in the car. All these individuals who's mainly fighting to do this, what would happen if they or one of their loved ones got pregnant?
Yo, we're going to skip it. Like y'all did in the, like people did in the 50s and the 40s, mm-hmm. when the band on
Bush.
You take little Becky, she's going to go on a little family vacay. Oh no, she's going to go get missing for about a year or so.
Yeah, because that's also.
Or 9 months.
Yep. That's the reason why back then they were so lackadaisical a bit about missing people too, by the way. Definitely with them women.
She gonna go missing or you gonna go
wait 24 hours.
Or you gonna go no. You gonna go Becky go over and go visit somebody, go visit family in Australia and Europe or wherever you may so be. Or you gonna put her in a little convent, let her pad the baby, put the baby either way she gonna go away, pad the baby. Put the baby up in adoption, and she can, or some people did. You bring the baby back and pretend that it's your brother, your sister, or the cousin.
Exactly.
Cause that was a thing that happened.
You know.
Oh, this ain't my baby. This is my brother. This is my sister.
And don't forget what we saw with Fresh and Fit. You know, they'll be out there yapping about. Pro-life, but on the backside, go get that abortion, girl.
And I said another thing.
Take them off into what another makes, country. What makes
this
and get an
so?
Abortion.
Another thing that makes me this is so crazy is that all these people who are saying ban abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people it's a religious thing, and I get it.
But you wrote yourself.
But you know,
if you're in that situation. It'd be different.
But most of you people, most of the U.S. government, who are pushing this,
right.
Of people over the age who are 9 out of 10 are not trying to have any more children.
Cool. Okay.
Or cannot have children. Meaning they're a male with balls and a penis.
Old as hell.
Or... Flip it to the is a woman who is over the age to have children
and past menopause.
Well, menopausal woman, mm-hmm. and who already had any children that she's gonna have. So, right. It doesn't matter.
Right.
She got her grandkids.
And FIFA.
And her children, her daughters, and so they already had their kids.
All right, let's close it out.
So it doesn't matter.
Right.
Nobody else can have children.
Right.
Make it make sense.
Right. Later, guys.